All right, all right. Welcome, everybody, to Trey Love Radio. This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. I want to welcome everybody to blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love. What is up, everybody? I hope y'all feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I hope the mood is right. You know, hey, today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be how far is too far flirting when in a committed relationship? That's a very intimate subject because people in relationships have feelings on both ends. You know, the one flirting, the one being flirted with, you know. How's that taken? Let's talk. You know, we're going to have our special guest, Dania Scott, in the building. She's going to come in and chime in and speak with us on this matter today. And she's from The Best Entertainment. I know y'all know about it. Y'all see him riding on Facebook doing his thing, man, making everything happen, you know. Play a little music for a minute, man, and vibe and get y'all right. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all tight and get y'all ready because it's going to be a long ride. Birthday shouts, pokes, everything, man. It's going all the way down.
Spending every moment in the studio, I never said it'd be fair. But when you're all alone, I hope you truly know how bad I want to be there. Come right in, set your back down, took a night off for you.
Yeah, it sounds so good over here on Trey Love Radio. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody get ready. September 3rd, 2011. It's going down. It's going to be the all-black affair, baby. You understand what I'm saying? I happen to be one of the blessed members of the committee. Shout out to Pernell. Doing all he does to keep us grown and sexy. You know what I'm talking about? It's another kind of LA, you know? Y'all think it's all about the who riding and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of thing. It's a whole nother LA that y'all don't even get to see. But if you come out September 3rd, 2011, baby, it's an all-black affair. And that does mean all-black. That means from head to toe, all-black. The address for this affair. West 7th Street. Again, friends, that's 431 West 7th Street. On the corner of 7th and Olive, downtown Los Angeles, California. This is an affair you will not want to miss, trust me. It's going to be some big fun out there, y'all. Let's ride. Y'all know what time it is. Gotta shout out a brother, man, a good brother, a working brother in Los Angeles, California, doing his thing, making his own miracle happen. If you don't know, you should know Mr. Philip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Phil has an event tonight. I will be in attendance. It's today at 8 o'clock p.m. The name of the spot is Manifested Life, 5708 South Broadway, Los Angeles, California. Let's support this brother. He's doing a one-man show, ladies and gentlemen. Met this brother on Facebook and had the honor and pleasure of just by chance running into this brother, man. God is good. It was meant for me and this brother to meet, and it was meant for me and this brother to work. Because it was just a chance meeting y'all. The brother be on Facebook, you know, he be checking out my vibe and my swag. He say, yeah, brother, I see you, man. I hear you over there. It just so happened to run into him. And see, that's why I try to put good energy out, people. You never know who you're going to run into. Well, for that case, you never know who's going to run into you. Keep that in mind, family. Yeah. It's going to be going all the way down, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a little fun, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and play one more cut, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to open up the phone lines, man, and get y'all going, man. We got birthday shouts. We got pokes, man. We got inspirational messages we're going to give out today. And also, I hope you guys are paying attention and tuned in because today we are giving out two free tickets to the All Black Affair, September 3rd, 2011. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful affair, man. Everybody's going to be there, man. I'm going to give y'all the shout-outs and let you know the names of the people that's going to be there. But just get ready to have a good time. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to jam a little bit, man. I'm going to get y'all up, get y'all going, because I see y'all got the lines burning up, man. Y'all ready to holler at your boy Trey. Some of y'all say y'all miss me. I miss y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? But trust me, work got to be done. So here it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and do a little music, then we're going to come back and do this. All right, y'all? Church.
Welcome to the future. Find me a nice soft place to land. I'm so high. Find me a place to land. with. Hold up. I'm just a runway show, but I waited till my plane is my runway clothes. Catch me sweat, they come out next year, but it's my last year sweat. And my hoe's so sick. Your new chick can't fuck with my old bitch. And you know this shit. I'm professional, they know bitches. I just may let you borrow this. This the blueprint, nigga, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring your future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime, clothes, and change, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring your future back.
Y'all
made
it off, man.
We all bad, Tim's we all bad, friends we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, and you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that. Same black versus white, my nigga, we all fat. Please tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my balls. In 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far. So I drive around town, hard top in the saw. And my Tribeca love with my high brow. And my high yellow bra. And my dark skin sis. And my best white mate, say what's up to Chris. Got a black president, got green president. Blueprints in my white eye, hard black diamonds in my Jesus piece. My God, we ain't tripping on that. It's a Benetton hat, nigga, been up on that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime, clothes, and change, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back.
We all bad, Tim's we all bad, friends we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, and we still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that. I don't give a fit up, if it out to where they you used to move, what you used to do. And I don't give a fit up, if it out to bitches that you used to screw, what your future do. And we don't really care what you used to say, unless that affects your future pay. I'm on the practice field running 2 a day, so I don't drop the ball when it's through my way. So I don't give a fit up, if it out to shit that you probably did, who you probably is. The only time I deal in past tense, cause I'm past friends and I'm past tense. If you driving it, I drove it. And we don't give a fit up, nigga, we off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime, clothes, and change, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back.
Y'all made it off, man. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, and you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that.
All them haters and everything trying to do their fizzle, man. You know, we off that, man. We on the new, bigger, and better things, man. It's 2012. You know what I'm saying? Coming in real soon. And if you ain't ready for 2012, then you ain't ready for nothing. Oh, man, my caller dropped. She said she's going to come back. But ain't no thing, man. We're going to keep on grinding and keep on shining. Man, today's subject, how far is too far when flirting? You know what I'm saying? We're going to go on and bring our special guest on the line. Yo, what's up? Hello? 310-355. They must come on the talk. Hold. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a supporter of Trey Love Radio, man, a young lady that's always on with us, man, showing love. She shows up every time, shows up, shows out, show no shame. We are so grateful to have her. Shaquise, what's happening with you, girl? Welcome to Trey Love Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, chilling, babe. How's everything on your end?
I refuse to complain. I'm breathing.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the way we all got to be. We should be like that, Chuck. Now, it's been a while since we rapped. Tell the family what's going on. Tell the family how you been, you know what I'm saying, how's things going at the home front. Are you having good sex? No, you know, I'm
yes.
being serious.
You know,
don't you see
me glowing way over there? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see you.
That's
I feel you
key.
Shining through the phone. You understand what I'm saying?
That's the key to the longevity. Make it good. Try new things, different bedrooms, outside, in the back seat at the theater. Get caught by the cops. You know, make it have fun.
If you ain't been caught having sex in the parking lot by the police, you ain't lived.
You ain't lived, and it's fun too because you know they know what you're doing, and it's fun. When that bright light tap on your window, I've been there. Yes, everything's going good. Once again, I refuse to complain. No good news, no bad news. I'm floating. I definitely got my eye on you, whether or not I call in and say something. I see you, brother. I see it.
I appreciate it, sister. You know what? I'm going to just tell you and the family, you know what I'm saying, since you called in. What I've been doing for a minute is really laying low. I'm really putting some major things together. I want the people that love and support me, and even the ones that don't. I want everybody to know, man, I'm growing. And even that song I just played off that, I'm growing in a lot of ways. I'm growing in love. I'm growing in forgiveness, and I'm growing in doing what I got to do. And the thing I realize is for the people that say I'm arrogant and conceited and all these type of things, I'm going to just tell you something to everybody. I'm a human being, and I have feelings. So when you say those types of things about me, they do bother me and it hurts me. But you know what my best friend told me today? My best friend, 20-plus years, told me if everybody in the world was the same, it would be a dull world. So he said, Lewis, if they think you are conceited, arrogant, because I'm going to tell everybody, I love being me. I like me so much. I can't get enough of me. I really can't, people. So for those of you, and a brother Giovanni, I want to shout him out. He's one of the brothers co-hosts in the Black Effect with me. He put on his Facebook posting that it's funny how people want to kick him when he's down but want to be down with him when he's up. And he said on there, get it real, fools, he lives up. And that's what I want to say to everybody. So you got to live up here. You understand what I'm saying? This is where I live. Even on my worst day, I'm still having a good day. You best believe that. Because guess what? I'm still me. No matter what happened, God still blessed me to be TRELUV, the one and only Playboy comedy. I want to put that out. So with that being said to everyone, yes, God is truly blessing my career, and I'm just grateful because it is a lot of people that support me and look to me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people that are admiring and respecting me and looking to me as a guide, and I thank God for that. So what I'm doing as an example is everybody knows, you know, I put it out there that I love doing music, I love rapping, I love singing. You know, this is something that I've always done, but I allow other people to influence me in ways to make me have fears about my God-given talent. So you need to just stick to comedy. You need to stick to comedy. And then you get to a point as you grow and, you know, the birthdays keep coming, and something inside me said, who am I allowing to make me stick to what? I need to stick to what I love. That's entertaining. I love being on stage and performing, no matter what it is, if it's comedy, if it's acting, if it's singing, if it's rapping. And just to say to the people, I put out some new tracks, man. I want to thank Cheru. I had a wonderful time at her birthday party the other night. I did 3 songs, man, and the crowd was filling me. That was my first time on stage in my life, y'all, just doing straight music. And it was just amazing for me because it was a transition from being a known stand-up comic. I can do theater, I can act, but to really get up there, hold that mic, and flow for 3 cuts, man, and for the crowd to be filling me in, for my stuff to really have, you know what I'm saying, girth and rhythm to it. I'm really excited about that. So I want to thank Sharon. I want to thank all the people, especially people like you, that do keep their eyes on me and do support me. And I really want to thank you for that, Shaquise.
No problem. You got it. It's and I love it that you're stepping your foot in different waters. That's a smart thing to do. You know, Confucius said, it's good to know something about everything. And
right,
that's what
right.
you're doing. And if you slack without, you know, trying to even have an open ear, being open, I'm waiting on you to do some country rap or something. I'm waiting on you. I know you got something.
Don't tell nobody. I'm on some country music. Don't tell nobody. Oh, my God,
coming.
She just put me out there. I am really on some country music. Hey, and I'm going to tell you, you know what? I'm going to flip it. Hey, look here, we're going to go take a song real quick. I know I got a couple of special guests on the line. A couple of people got to call in real quick. You know what I'm saying? I got to catch them while I can get them. So let's just have a little music right now. You know what I'm saying? Let me check and see who I got on the line right now. You stay with me, Shaquise.
All right.
Thank you.
gonna bring you on. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Straight Love Radio. I told you we had on the line, y'all. Daniil, while we can get you, we got you. What's up, girl? Welcome to Straight Love
here.
Radio.
Thanks for having me, everybody.
No problem.
With the best entertainment out of San Diego, representing, holding it down. Got all black party coming up. Y'all coming?
Everybody's coming. Say hi to my guest. Our guest, she always calls in. You know what I'm saying? So say what's up to Shaquise, and then we're going to get started on more advertising and more of our subject.
Hey, Shaquise,
what's up, girl?
Going?
Hold on, let me get up.
Great. All right, now. Oh, I'm excited. Okay, so we got the ladies representing, right? We're on my side.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. The lines are definitely going up. Oh, yeah,
right.
We appreciate it over here.
I'm ready for the topic.
Oh, yeah, we finna get down on this. So before I get started, I just want to make sure we put the proper advertisement out. As everybody heard, September 3rd, 2011, the all-black affair, myself and Daniil Scott and the Best Entertainment will be co-hosting this event. Let's talk about this event, man. Let's talk about this event and some of the stuff that, you know, Fernell's doing. Tell everybody what's going on, you know, because I know you got hella stuff going on. You always doing, you know, comedy shows. You banging out there in San Diego. Tell the family.
Without tooting my own horn. I want to give a shout out to Made Man Entertainment. We're bringing the Wayans Brothers to San Diego at the Civic Center August 27th. And when it comes to Fernell Clark, genius. That's all I got to say. No other man has been able to do what he's been able to do when it comes to this entertainment game. He secured venues everybody talks about, could nobody get. He's brought together people who might not even like each other, all for a common purpose. Our purpose is to entertain and, you know, provide quality events all over Southern California. So, yeah.
That's real talk because Fernell, I'm a comedian, so I don't want to get no trouble, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I observe things and I watch things, and I tell people, I think, like, Fernell, he the mob because, like you said, he be getting stuff changed. He got to be Tony. He Nino, he one of them because he be getting venues that can't nobody else get, man. I'm telling you, boy. So as far as, we got the Black Affair. I'm going to give everybody a whole list of the people that's going to be there, man. Big T, got to shout Big T out. Fixotics, man. Fixotics always in the building. Man, got to shout Miss Harris out. Keisha Harris, they out there doing it. Monica, man. It's just a whole crew of us, man. Brandy, my girl, your co-partner, you know what I'm saying?
The best
entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Like, these ladies is really holding it down. And I'm going to just tell y'all something, man. Being on the inside, when I sit down, you know what I'm saying, in a chair amongst these people, man, y'all getting down. I just want to tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, as far as what's making major black moves, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really better pay attention to what, you know, Fernell and these guys got going on, man, because we gonna keep it a certain way, you know what I'm saying? And I'm blessed to be part of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thank all the people, you know what I'm saying, my cousin Eric Johnson, all y'all, you know what I'm saying, for welcoming
me
into the – and you as well.
Yes.
Who in the background? I hear somebody in the background.
Who are you here in the background? Is Mr. Danger Scott? Three years old. All the way up to his name.
That's beautiful. Oh, listen to her.
Danger. Say what's up,
Say hey, baby. Say hey. This is real radio. We got babies on the radio. That's what I'm talking about.
Danger ain't no joke. This little boy, he'll take you, throw you. Events is off chain. We are so happy to have you on board. When I tell you, make the team green. I'm trying to tell you. You just make it a whole better picture. I'm still waiting on my pajamas, too.
Oh, don't think that the TLPs are not coming. That's why we back in contact. TLPs are coming soon. That's the Trey Love Pajamas. I'm going to play this cut real quick because this song I dedicate to you, the Best Entertainment, and I dedicate to all the people out there with the Black Affair, to Shaquise, you know what I'm saying? To all y'all that's with me, right, man. This is how we holding it down, man. If you ain't at the Black Affair on September 3rd, then you ain't nowhere, baby. This is how it goes down on Trey Love Radio. Push it, baby.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Coming
with?
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Go.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
perfect.
I love it.
How you watching? You watching?
Come on.
Chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby. Get into it. You're blinded by the
action.
You need that. You're blinded by the
action.
You need that. Come on. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high rise. Behind my shades, like the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how I see eyes. Must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vain of heart. It'll change those since he had love for you. It's a stranger when your fame starts to change reaction. Locomotion like when the train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting. It's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And you're blinded by the
action.
You need that. You're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir. It's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you. Don't lie, don't fly. You addicted to the life without the fame. How you gonna survive? It's like living on heroin. You so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
You become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi. Throw your whole life trying to live in the lies. Heroines following Marilyn. Hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. Most addictive drug in the world.
What the fame? You want the life.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's how we doing it over here at the Black Affair, baby. This is going to be Hollywood. You understand what I'm saying? Not Hollywood. I'm going to say straight out, we doing it Hollywood, baby. We doing our affairs with class. You know what I'm saying? With style. You know what I mean? The Impresario Group. Y'all better pay attention. Church, welcome back, the best. What's up, girl?
Yes, I am here. I want to give a shout-out to my business partner, Brandy White, holding it down for the best entertainment. You've seen her. You love her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Passionately. That's my heart.
Yes.
That's my heart. So check this out. I got Shaquise as well as E on the line. Now check this out. I want to go ahead because I know E running in and out. She says she want to step in on this subject. But today's subject matter is, what is too far flirting with the opposite sex when you are in a committed relationship? This going to get juicy. So before we even let any other callers in, go ahead and give your opinion on it, Denise.
Okay, so my opinion on it is, if you're in a committed relationship, you probably shouldn't be flirting. That's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
To no extent should you be flirting. It just opens up all types of doors for disaster. Don't do it. Put your blinders on and have extra respect for your relationship because you're going to need it.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That was smooth. Hey, I know some callers on the line, but she was like, look, you going to need it. That was some real game.
You're going to need it because for every person you want to flirt with, there's 1,000 more who want to flirt with you. So you just try your best to just bat them away. Don't nobody want somebody unless they got somebody. Sad but true.
Girl, hi, y'all, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. She preaching, Lord. She said, don't nobody want. You know what? It's so funny. It's so funny you say that, too, because, you know, when you're by yourself, you just don't look good. You know what I'm saying? You just don't look right. You be hunting. You know, everybody know we be hunting. Men, we be hunting for tail. Ladies, y'all be hunting for the stick. You know, everybody be hunting, and it just be, oh, you're just whatever. And, you know, you're taken for granted. And honestly, at points, because I know everyone who's on this line and who's listening within the sound of my voice on blogtalkradio.com/straightloveradio, call in 310-861-2317. Yeah, and don't forget the Black Affair is going to be September 3rd, 2011. I said it. Anyway, to go on and get that off my chest, what I'm saying is everybody in here done been horny before. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
So when you're single. Yeah, no, that's real. And see, that comes from a place where you can't lie to yourself because you are a human being. That's like saying, oh, yeah, I don't use the restroom. No, you're going to get horny. You're going to get mad. You're going to get sad. You're going to feel all these things and emotions that come with life with being a human being. So when you are single, and I personally can stand up and preach for myself, there are mistakes you may make, like the one that, like, I ain't going to lie. You know, fellas, y'all can relate. You know, the girl, like, you be like, hey, look, I'm going to give you something, but you better not ever tell nobody.
Some of the fellas, hey man, straight up,
you be like, hey, you better, hey, look, don't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? Cause you don't even want nobody to, yeah, you know, like when you're single and you make some pretty bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? And you be like, damn, you're not shit. You know, and you be cool, but then you know what I'm saying? It's like when your boy be like, man, I know you ain't hit that, man. Nah, man, nah. You know, you be like, nah. Oh, God, I know I'm going to hell. Anyway, no, but I'm just saying, you know, but when you got somebody, I do feel what you said. That makes a lot of sense about just respecting it to the utmost, man. The lines are lit up, you know what I'm saying? So I want to get a little music going and go on and check and see who we got so we can get everybody adjusted because I know a lot of people want to get in on this subject. It's a real cool subject, and I'm glad we brought it up because it really it's going to open some doors, you know what I'm saying? It's going to enlighten people, and that's what Trey Love Radio is about.
All right,
so,
well, I'm listening. Let's see what they got.
All right, let's get a little music going. But to all of them, you know what I'm saying, like, fellas, ain't nothing wrong with loving, you know, a woman that was a stripper or even a prostitute or just a random garden tool. Ain't nothing wrong. You know, because we have to change our ways, too. So all of us have been this.
She got an angel eyes with the baby face.
Yeah, but she's a freak, though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
Man, but she's a freak, though.
And keep talking to such a big lily. Can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
Yeah, I say,
you're mine.
What? My mama told me everything fine ain't the finest, and everything that shine ain't a diamond. They say the change come with time, and I'm finding that most bitches take your kindness for blindness. Yeah, it feel good laying here beside you, digging deep all nine up beside you. But we can kick it out in public, gotta hide you. Cause all my partners in the hood done tried you. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, listen, shout it, maybe I don't want a housewife. They say,
see, like, real talk, maybe I don't want a house fight. You know what I'm talking about? Like, some of y'all don't hear me. I like to play, and I need somebody that can play, too. We got to be compatible. So I got a couple of callers. D, real quick, I got E on the line, and I got Shaquise on the line. But before I bring anybody on, I got to let this gentleman shout out his one-man show tonight. Philip, welcome to Trey Love Radio. Talk to the people, man.
What's up, baby? It's good to be in the building. Oh, man, this is great. I've been wanting to be on your show, man, for a minute there. And
Man, this is exciting. Yeah.
Man, it's a blessing to have you on, man. You're a phone call away anytime. But tell the people what's going on with you tonight, man. I know you got a rush, man. Tell everybody what's going on. And everybody, let's wish him love and success tonight. So go ahead and give the address and the information of what you got going tonight.
Oh, thanks, babe. I'm right here getting ready to do my one.
Oh, hold on.
My life, I play these different characters and all original music, a three-piece band and whatnot. And we're just down here, man, right here at Slauson and Broadway, 5708 South Broadway, and just doing this show. And it's so cool, man, because it's like you get in two for ten. So you can bring a friend, 2 for $10, and you'll laugh, cry, be moved. And I'm just excited, man, because, like I said, it's all my original music and with my band and just down here making it happen, man. And I hope you guys can come on out. The show is called The Intimate Feel. You can even go to my website, which is Phil, PhilBellTime.com, PhilBellTime.com. You can just look up there, yeah, and come on out and give you some love. We're going to play tonight at 8 o'clock, but tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday there's a matinee at 4 p.m. Like I said, you'll laugh, cry, be moved. I'm doing my original songs. And it's a great time. So I'm really glad you let me come on in the building, man.
Well, anytime. Well, I want to say this to the family. Because my radio show is going until 8 tonight, I like to be honest with people. But I assuredly, my brother, am coming to support you and what you're doing, man. A one-man show. That, I mean, being in L.A., man, running into people such as yourself that are not just creative, artistic, but that's a go-getter, man. Anyone, I just want to say to the family, I know everyone's listening to this, this gentleman went out and got himself his one-man show and is producing it. And I saw Roz Brown. Who's helping you with this? Isn't it Roz Brown?
She opens for me. She's going to come out, do a little set down there, and then she introduces me, and then I come out. Yeah, Roz will be here. She'll be here in a minute.
Well, that's amazing. Well, everyone, I want everyone to know that I will be attending this function tomorrow night because I'm just ready to be in awe. I'm ready to just enjoy a brother getting down. And let's just tell the people, man, about how life works. Y'all, I know some of y'all pay attention to my Facebook. I'm always putting, you know, just different things because I like to think, so I like to make people think, you know, with what I put out there. You know, what God puts in me, everybody, I want you all to know that are listening within the sound of my voice. What he puts in me, I have no choice but to put it out and deliver it to you, however he gives it to me. So that's how I deliver it. Some of you may not like it. Some of you may. That's not my fault if you don't. If you do, please continue to support and love me. But it's brothers such as this that support my movement, my motivation, my inspiration to try to make people get off their butts and stop being shiftless and stop blaming the economy, the government, your mama, your daddy, your woman, your girlfriend, your kids, your husband, your preacher. Stop blaming everybody for everything that's going on in your life and stand up every day and make a difference and do better for you and stop, you know what I'm saying, oh, well, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, it's brothers like you that's getting up, getting out, showing up, showing out, and showing no shame, man. But you actually supported me on Facebook, and I'm going to just tell the family, I moved to Hollywood. I put out there that I moved. I'm walking down the street, and the brother has fire red hair. You know, you see it on Facebook. How many brothers got fire red hair?
Crazy.
That's what it was. It's like, whoa. And then, y'all, you know, I'm on my way to Runyon Canyon for those of you who know I'm getting it in every day, getting this thing right, ladies. I got something special for my ladies come 2012. But I walk, and I see this brother, and I'm like, is your name Phil? He was like, oh, my God. And I'm just saying, you know, like I told the people, you put good out, and it's just amazing how good is drawn right to you, because I'm going to be honest, people invite me to a lot of things, and to all the people that invite me to things, please know and trust, I love you, I support you and your event, but I'm only one person, I can't make everything, but I make everything I possibly can, and for them, some of those of you who I don't make your stuff, I notice I do stuff too, and y'all don't come to my stuff neither, so we're going to start arguing about that, we're going to go to negotiation, I'm going to come to yours, you come to mine, that's how we're going to do
that's
it,
right.
Anyway, that's touch. But, oh, yeah, so speaking of which, so I know you coming to the Black Affair on September 3rd, right? Hold on, let me get my co-host in here because we're going to double team you now.
Okay.
Hey, D.
Yes, I am still
D.
on the line.
Now, check this out. So you a woman. I'm going to have you front him and ask him if he's coming to the affair.
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to a one-man show, but if I can make it to a one-man show, I'm telling you, it'll definitely be yours. Will you be joining us Saturday, September 3rd at the All Black Party?
Well, whatever, if Trey is doing, if you're doing something on the 3rd, man, I'll come on through. only way to stop me is I'm out of town, but I'll definitely come out and support you. I got to tell you, man, I don't like to say a whole lot. You are really an inspiration, bro. You are. And I've been following you for a while, and it's just awesome, man. So I just, I want to bring the third.
I want to bring Shaquise on the line because she's always very motivated and very positive. And along with myself, Dania, and Shaquise, once we finish, man, we're going to say a quick prayer for you to send you off to have an amazing show tonight. All right, brother? So, Shaquise, say what's up to the brother real quick.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
How you doing? What's up?
All right. Congratulations to your new arts. You know what? We need this in our area. When you gave the address, I know exactly you're going to be in the Hubert Humphrey area. So definitely wish you mouths of peace, productivity, and prosperity with your goals and dreams. And somebody somewhere is definitely going to always support you, and I'm going to be one of them. So whether or not we hook up or we don't, I'm definitely going to look out for the guy with the red hair.
Thank you. The guy with the red hair. Hey, Dania, you want to wish him off real well tonight before we let him go?
Certainly, from your San Diego supporters. Because, you know, we just 2 hours away, an hour and a half, and we love live musicals and shows and performances, and we love supporting each other. On behalf of myself and the Best Entertainment, we just want to wish you a wonderful show tonight. Break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel the love.
Now, you be careful with leg, that means you break it now.
Hey, break both of them. Hey, this is Trey Love talking. Break both of them. Don't hold back on neither leg. But, all right, everybody, I want everybody, let's have a little moment of silence and join me in a prayer for this brother. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord up above, our creator, our master, the one we worship, look to for love, the one we look to for forgiveness, the one we look to for food, the one we look to for shelter, the one we look to for our very being. We want to first of all come to you humbly and thanking you for everything that you do and everything that you have given us, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our children. We want to thank you for the blood that flows through our veins coming from you. Dear Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful heavenly earth, and we want to thank you for brothers such as Phil that are going out tonight to express art. Father, we ask you to touch him and ordain him and give him what is from you to him. Let him be the messenger that he is and deliver your message, whatever it is. Let someone be touched. Let someone be moved tonight. All this we pray and ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
Now you go knock them out tonight, brother.
Thank you for
you
that. Always so much love. Thank you for that.
You better go
Amen.
Get them. Don't
that.
Be playing with them. Hey, but real quick before you go, you know we got to get Steve. And I'm like Steve Harvey. We done gave God his. Now we got to talk. How you feel about flirting in a relationship when you're in a committed relationship? And hold on, I got E on the line too. Talk to the people. What's up? What's your opinion on that?
Oh, man, you ain't going to give me this talking about flirting right now. I don't know if you're ready to get on stage. You are crazy. I'm talking about stuff, getting got all things in kind of my mind. I got to stay focused, boy.
Okay.
You're a fool.
Hey,
you are
hey family,
crazy.
Y'all see, I told y'all I don't play. I'll play, and then I get
you. Oh, man, you're telling too much about stuff. I'm just something I'm supposed to be telling. You crazy, boy.
Oh, my
yeah.
bad. I'm the bad priest.
I love it.
I'm
love
the bad
it.
Priest.
I love it, man. That's great.
All right. Well, look here, brother. You get to work, and you have a blessed night. We're going to catch you on the next one, all right?
All right. Stay up. Peace, everybody.
All right.
I'm in the building.
All right, everybody. That was our special guest, Mr. Phil, man. Hey, so, E, what's up with you, girl? What's going on over there with you?
Woo! Out here, cheer. Getting it in. I've been ducking and I've been dipping in and out.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your call. First of all, say hello to Dania. Say what's up to Shaquise. Everybody, this is E. E, say what's up to everybody.
Hey, Dania. Hello, everyone.
Hey, E. How you doing?
I'm fine. Hope everybody had a fabulous week and have a fantastic weekend.
All right, now you're the same.
Everybody looking forward to that. So, E, real quick, because we know we only got you for a second, Dania really gave us some real tight, slick words about being in a relationship, a committed relationship, and flirting. How do you feel about that? Like, how far too far? Or should there be any?
I think I come from a different plane with it, just based on the fact that we are technically just of the flesh. It is no getting around that. And I think that flirting comes in a lot of different forms. So I can vouch for myself. I don't be in a committed relationship and not cheating. I think that flirting is something that can happen very subtly when you don't even really acknowledge that you're doing it. I mean, staring at somebody too long, they can take it as a form of, you know what I mean, flirtation.
Right,
or, you know,
right, right.
Batting your eyes or, you know what I'm saying?
It
just comes in different forms and fashion. So when you say taking it too far, I don't think anybody honestly is exempt from flirts because you do it just kind of, it's almost like second nature sometimes when you see something that you're attracted
naturally.
To. It's a natural instinct almost to flirt, and it isn't like a bad thing. Like, you know, you see something you like, you kind of acknowledge it, and it's just, it's kind of what it is. It's just like if you go into the store to make a purchase, you know. If you see something you like, you give it a second look, right?
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and let Denise get back with you on that one because that was good, too. That was good,
so,
too.
You know,
y'all was work with that.
Yeah.
That was good,
yeah.
too, right? Oh, okay.
And you know what? And I'm saying it from a standpoint of a faithful woman. You know, I don't cheat on my mate, but I can't say I'm exempt from seeing things that look, you know, quite tasty.
Right.
Or
and you know
this,
what? That's only human. That's only human. And see, you know what? Now that is human, and that's healthy. You understand what I'm saying? Even to admit
right.
that. That's real talk. You know, that's not coming
right.
from a safe place.
Uh-oh.
You know? So Camille, what you got to say on that? Just curious.
I want everybody to know where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the standpoint of a woman who has not been successful in relationships. So you might want to take what I say and then flip it around if you're looking for one. But I try to keep my blinders on. I'm rude as hell, and I stare hard. And so when I call myself Courtney,
you know,
if I'm out with somebody...
The thing about the blinders, though, is, like, even with me, like, I mean, I don't think nobody is really exempt from a disaster relationship either. So when you say blinders, kind of in a sense, like for me, I'll hear men will tell me, oh, you're such a tease or you're a flirt. But for me, I'm not doing, like, I have no interest. Like, I have no interest whatsoever in these guys, but how people perceive your actions.
But
it
you're looking at them like you're interested. If them Jimmy Choo's could talk, they would be like, she want me right now.
Hold on.
Let him go real quick, ladies.
First of all, when we're going to talk about blindness, I am visually impaired. I am totally blind. Guess what? I can't see the man in front of me. So what do I have left to go on?
What he sound like?
No. I've been 10 years with my man. 10 years. Now flirting, there is control with flirting. Because
I can't go on
looks. So I have to go on whatever else you got going.
Right.
Flirting,
there's a lot
of control with the flirting. Now, if you really want monogamy and you can't handle the flirting, get married. And then if you're in a committed relationship and you have to start flirting, chances are you're losing interest. Because there's no man that's turned my head in 10 years. Not one man. I'm just saying, once you start flirting, I believe you're losing interest. That's what
all right,
me,
so Got you. But nah, that makes sense, and I hear you. And what I want to do is I want to let both of you ladies, if you can, each stay on the line. Denise, I need you. But ladies, like, seriously, I'm going to just say on both points, I totally agree with both. Some things are natural because if I'm in a committed relationship and I'm a man, my woman still has the right to be human. There are other attractive men in this world besides me. There are other beautiful women in this world besides her. But if we're in a committed thing and we're doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm in agreement with Denise as far as don't do it because it leads to other things.
But I'm also into what he said,
which is certain things are natural.
Trey, is there other attractive men on this earth besides you?
I'm not going to even comment on that one. Did she put me on the street? You put me
the fifth now. I'm done.
No, you did not.
We're talking about And I mean, if we gonna flirt, but you know, when you can't see it without a reason, you won't hear it.
I know you do.
You can't flirt with it.
You know what it is? I don't personally think that there's nothing wrong with flirting. I think it's when it's action behind it, when you taking it beyond a glance or a look or, you know, it's when you put action behind the little innuendo that you throw out. You know, it becomes more than just
the little extras. I got you. Ladies, let me put y'all on hold for a minute. First of all, I'm play a little music, but before I go to music, man, Trey Love Radio is live. Did y'all hear her bust me out like that? Like, hold on, Trey Love. There are other attractive men besides you. We all know the truth. No, but I'm just saying. No, I'm just serious. Don't pay me no attention. But ladies and gentlemen, shout out to the beautiful black people that are co-hosting this major event. You know what I'm saying? We are, you know what I'm saying, the What Does Chocolate in L.A. That's Mr. Brad Rush. Ladies, they getting on Brad. You know what I'm saying? Brad doing his thing. Lakeisha Harris, you know what I'm saying? Lori Brady, yeah. Mr. Marvin Lawton. Miss Tasha Sims. Tasha was supposed to call in. We need to hear from her. I'm going to tell Pinnell on you. To Monica Cervantes. That's our, you know what I'm saying, our other connect. Y'all don't even know. We got connects y'all don't even know nothing about. To Kathy Lockhart, yeah, we see you doing your thing, shining beautiful. Kim Williams, yeah, lady, you know what I'm saying, doing what you do. To Mr. Lane Cooper, yeah, my cousin, Mr. Eric Johnson, and also Mr. Giovanni Young, yeah. If y'all want to see, you know what I'm saying, the creme de la creme of L.A., one thing you know is that all these people will be in effect, such as myself, Dania, Scott, the Baddest Entertainment. Man, y'all just get ready. We're going to do it like this. But since, you know what I'm saying, the ladies have acknowledged that I say I hold my own in whatever arena. You know, like I said, ain't no, you know what I'm saying, my heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. It's all confidence here. You know, because when I get you, this is what I make you do.
See, woman.
Yeah.
You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
I'm waiting.
Well,
I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream.
I guess you know that you got me the day that you laid lips on me. You know you are so talented, so please tell me that we'll do this once again.
You're everything
that I'm about.
baby, this how I get down. When I told y'all when I get in that thing, I ain't playing with you, girl. Hold on, ain't nobody playing with you.
Give me my music line. Don't fall just to get it. Hey, you just turn me up. Do not turn me down. Still gon' turn me up. Rocko, that's what's up.
What's up?
That's
up.
It's out here with me. All away.
Committed relationship. Dania Scott made a point. She said there should be none because you need to save that up because you're going to need room for it in your relationship. Trust me. And she was woman and honest enough to say that she's not had success in relationships. So coming from her point, you know, maybe some people don't realize when you fail at something, you learn from it. I mean, you should. You know what I mean? All of us should. Also, Ebony came with a point. She said that when you see something you like, it's only natural to take a glance. Just like walking by, seeing a nice car, pair of shoes or something, you see something you like, you're going to look at it and take a glance. So both points were made and valid. My opinion is, hey, you know, there are attractive people in this world, you know what I mean, on both sides, on both sexes. So there comes a point when you do have to just trust and know that, you know what I'm saying, that person just loves you. And love is bigger than beauty to me, you know what I'm saying? And we have Shaquise on the line as well. Love is truly blind, people. I want to say that straight up. Love is not how a person physically looks. You know, love is really deep. Love is in a heart. And when you love someone of the opposite sex that you just happen to be having sex with or you may be a mate with, that love is pure and it's divine. And I truly believe, in my opinion, I truly believe that when you love someone, you can really just truly love that one person. And, I mean, as far as flirting, you know, innocent flirting, you know what I'm saying? I cannot, especially being Trey Love, if I was in a committed relationship, and everybody knows that I am currently dating two women, and my other woman gives me hell. My main lady is fine. She lets me do what I want to do. But my other woman, oh, if y'all knew what that lady was putting me through, my other woman gives me hell. So shout out to Legs for giving me hell, baby. I'm trying to be good, you know what I'm saying? But to the woman that holds me down, you know what I'm saying, and just let me be me, I appreciate her for that. But just knowing that in my line of work, in ways, I would say I have to flirt if I was in a committed relationship, because being Trey Love is, that's what my public want. That's what my women need. I can't just, you know, I can't neglect y'all. Y'all need Trey Love. I'm here for you, you know. Y'all got to understand. I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, but look here, man. We're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, we're going to play a little cut. This is dedicated to my other woman. Stop tripping. We're going to go ahead. The lines are lit up. And I just want to say shout out to my baby son, man. I got my main man, Brendan, on the line, man. The best, man. This cat is like, man, he's fire, man. I'm going to invest in this young man as a rap artist coming out of Miami, Florida. Y'all best trust and believe, man. This kid has been a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? I've been in his life since he was a youth. And, I mean, I hope that even when I knew him and we hung out, that he looked up to me, and I see that he did, because even as the man he's become, you know, he's still, you know, hitting me, and he know that, you know, regardless of whatever, I'm going to look out for him. But, yeah, this song is dedicated to you, Legs. This is dedicated to my other woman. And when guys are flirting, ladies, he's probably looking for you to be this.
Be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, we can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, 'cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just for two of us. Girl, I love you 'cause you don't tell.
All you hating motherfuckers. slap.
Slap. Baby, this is Trey Love Radio. We ain't playing. That's in Chicago, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's R. Kelly, baby. We're going to open the lines right back up. I'm going to just let the floodgates through, man. You know what I'm saying? I think we lost D, man. You know, but we got my main man. I want to holler at my nephew, man. B, what's up with you, boy?
What's up?
I couldn't
man, tell. Man. Who are, okay, I got a whole bunch of folks. Let me see who all on. So, B, let me holler at you, man. Talk to the people, man. Tell the people what's going on, man. I got your music, man. Talk to me and talk to the people. Tell everybody what's going on, what you got coming up, and I'm going to also share with you what I'm going to do on my end, man, to push you on out there.
Well, right now, you know, I'm really focusing on high school, but, you know, I'm still at the house, you know, just writing for the car. I'm trying to work on a mixtape, but, you know, I'm trying to fit a lot of things in. I have to, you know, get my schedule right before I can, you know, do everything or whatnot. So, you know, that's really all I got going on. And plus I'm, you know, playing football and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah. What high school you going to?
I'm going to Colorado Springs High School.
And what's your major?
I don't know yet.
All right, that's all right, man. But I'm going to tell you, you got the right thing going. You got everything going for yourself, man. I remember when you was a little dude, man. Remember we used to kick it, man. Hey, this is my little partner right here, man. I'm excited to be. How old are you now, man? What, about 30? Because you sound about 42. About 50, you know, like you're getting a check. You're getting a check, y'all.
I'm 14.
14? Good Lord. Boy,
yeah.
Boy, I'm getting young.
Yeah.
I ain't never getting old, man, but 14 years old, man, and, you know, freshman in high school, make sure you do stay in them books, but I'm going to tell you, man, we're going to start lighting you up, man, getting you, and also I done hooked you up with my other nephew, man, out in Chicago. See, man, I got big plans for y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? That's why I keep y'all posted, because, see, I'm going to tell you what God did, man. God blessed me, you understand what I'm saying? When he blessed me, he gave me things. He gave me things to give back. You understand what I'm saying? So I appreciate you hitting me up. And just know, even though I may not hit you right back, trust me, you're a nephew, man. You and a couple other people, Black Lads, you know what I'm saying, my boy Dollar, you know what I'm saying? It's a few of y'all right at the forefront because I'm really busting through some doors right now. And as soon as I get there, man, all y'all rolling with me. You feel me on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to look out. So how's your mom, man?
She all right. She all right. She doing good. She's still here.
He likes you doing good. Well, all right, y'all, we're going to go on and play a song, man. I'm going to play this. I know the new generation, man, they loving life and they living and they having a good time while they doing it, man. You know, and this is one of the hottest artists that's in the game right now. And I want to just play this song, man. You know what I'm saying? This is her vibe, her feel, you know. And then from there, I got my cousin on the line, too. I got to bring her on, man, because she's going to talk about a very serious matter, you know, that has to do with, you know what I'm saying, another relative of mine, y'all. We got to find out what's going on in our communities. But for now, that everybody we know is alive, I want you to look to a person that's close to you. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to tell that person you love them. I want you to tell that person you forgive them. I want you to tell that person you accept them. And I really want you to do that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to love, we got to live, and this is how we're going to do it, y'all. We're going to do it for life.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I can have this moment.
drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming the police. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, nigga, getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.
You better live your life to the fullest, baby. This is Trey Love Radio. Yo, I got to bring a special guest in real quick. She's going to give him some shout-outs and let y'all know what's going on. Tasha, what's up with it, girl? Welcome to Trey Love Radio. I had to think. I didn't have so many radio names. What's up with it, girl? Hey, you live, Tasha? 951. I'm having some real. Yo, what's up?
This is Miranda.
Okay, I got my cousin on the line. Okay, you wide open. I got your mic open. 909, I got your mic open. What's up? I think that's Tasha. Shakeesh, you there too, right?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, everybody, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial break real quick. You know what I'm saying? Having a couple technical difficulties getting our young guests on the line. So let's jump, do a little music real quick.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was some Nas. You know, we're going to go on and get back to the lines. I'm going to open her mic up anyway, but we have Miss Tasha on the line, you know what I'm saying, to shout us out and kind of jump in on the subject, but unfortunately we can't hear her. But we still have my cousin B, and we also have Shakeesh on the line. Now, Shakeesh, you were talking earlier about, you know what I'm saying, your, you know, being blind and stuff. I want my cousin to share with the family what's going on with my little cousin, Brandon. Explain to the family, you know, what his illness is and how they can, the websites they can go to make donations to assist you, you know, with my cousin's illness.
Hi, my son was born with Hirschsprung
speak. He's 11 years old. He's had 26 surgeries. He's lost his large intestines, appendages of his small bowel. He's waiting now for a small bowel transplant. Hirschsprung's disease is where he's had epithelial cells in his large intestines. So now we're working on trying to get him to the University of Chicago, where the specialists are, to assist him more. He needs more surgeries, and California at this time can't help him anymore. So I'm reaching out to everybody who can to go. You can donate at Chase. He has a trust fund account under Brandon Lagarde. And if anybody would like, they can, at 951-704-068. We're trying to get all the support we can for him. He's only 11 years old, and he's going through a lot with his disease. And I'm just reaching out to everybody.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that what Trey Love represents and what I'm about is giving back to the community. You know what I'm saying? I'm about making sure that we have fun. But at the same time, we're having fun. We need to take care of the people that unfortunately can't take care of themselves in certain ways. You know, veterans, people such as this young man born with this, just born with this debilitating disease. He didn't do anything to anyone to cause this, you know, upon himself, but he's a child. And, you know, he does need donations in order to get the transplants to the, you know, to have the proper health he'll need, and possibly and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, with our help, you know what I'm saying, right here at Trey Love Radio, we can make a difference, you know what I mean? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jam a little bit, then we're going to come back, because y'all know what I got to do. It's poking time, baby.
Você sempre quer que eu fale coisa pra você? O que, que você quer agora? Você sempre tá querendo coisa. Ah, agora eu entendo.
Uh-huh.
Ah, você quer que eu faça isso? Ok.
I can be a little picky, blame the sticky icky, pick a bottle, get a glass, down and sippy sippy. I see you, baby, keep bouncing on your tippy toes. When the beat drop, dip and make the booty roll. Cold piece of work, filling out your mini skirt. It's Saturday night, you probably wear that shit to church. You sick of lame dudes frontin' with attitude, talking about they rims and all they damn tennis shoes. I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth. I'm hot, middle of winter, coupe, no roof. You used to sushi, vino, and some calamari. You want a nigga that might grow up and be somebody. OT, resorts by the sea. Sand between your toes, umbrellas in your drinks. Worldwide AM, hit me on the Gmail. I brought my boy with me, so bring another female.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
Everybody that's called in, man, I want to thank Dania, Brandy, the Baddest Entertainment, you know, Pernell, the whole crew, the co-host, man, the host, man, for just doing it so big, man, showing so much love. The numbers, the ratings is through the roof, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all paying attention to the right PR, the right publicists, the right people on your team, man, to make the right things happen. So I just want to send a major shout-out to all y'all. Also, you know, my cousin, with what's going on with her, make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all support that. You know what I'm saying? We try to save lives and show love around here. You know what I'm saying? So she keeps doing her thing, always showing so much support. Man, I got to give my birthday shouts out. Today is a lot of people's birthday. One special lady who is a close friend of mine, man, my buddy, man, Miss H. Lorraine Smith, y'all. That is Neo's mother, man. She's a beautiful, wonderful spirit woman. I mean, I've had the pleasure of meeting and hanging with this lady. She's just a dynamite human being, man. Good friend of mine. Miss Lorraine, you know what I'm saying? Miss Lorraine Smith, you know, a happy birthday from Trey Love Radio. Mike Powell, happy birthday, brother. Pamela Leverett Smiley, that's a cousin of mine. Happy birthday, Charles Belk. Happy birthday, man, to Jasmine Rose. Happy birthday to my boy Jay, man. I'm going to tell a story about this dude, y'all. Jay, comedian. He's out of New York. When I first started comedy, y'all, back in 1997, this is one of the first. Actually, he's like the first brother that ever sat down and talked to me and say, man, I like what you got. You got something going, man. Y'all, I had already been only been on stage like maybe three times, man. A very good brother out of New York. Shout out to you, Jay, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to get you on Trey Love Radio. That's real talk, man. And we can reminisce and tell people about like how long ago that was, man. You a Def Jam comic. You know what I mean? It's time to put them things out there, man. Big shout out to Jay, man, out of New York, man. That's my guy, man. Happy birthday to you. Camille Thompson, happy birthday. Vanessa Hayes, happy birthday. To Ray Jones, happy birthday. To Wanga Brockton, happy birthday. Tyler Lightzit. Look, I got to practice my white Lightzit or something like that. Happy birthday, brother. Sorry if I messed up your name. To Bill Curtis, happy birthday, sir. Tony Hayes, happy birthday. Let's just see who got birthdays coming. Y'all know I got 5,000 friends, so I got to just look. Hey, but happy birthday to all y'all, man. And I'm going to just tell you, like, when you have a birthday, for those of you who know how you're supposed to do it on your birthday, it's supposed to be real good. Everything you do, you're supposed to eat good, drink good, and you're definitely supposed to do this good. Take your time. Listen, baby.
Shout to L.A.D.
If it's your birthday, you know, whoever your significant other is, or you know what I'm saying, whoever you playing with like that, y'all better play good. It's your birthday. You understand what I'm saying? And that's church. Speaking of playing, it's poking time. So, ladies, you know what I'm saying? Know that I will say your name, your first name only. I would not say your last name to protect the innocent because I don't want your man to be mad, you know what I'm saying, knowing you poking, you know what I'm saying, Trey Love poking you on Facebook. I ain't going to get you in no trouble. So I will say your first name and not your last name to protect the innocent, to raise your eye. Yeah, baby, I know. I'm going to poke you. Candy, yeah, girl, hold on. Let me poke you, too. Yeah, Coco, yeah, let me poke you, too. Y'all, I got 45 women I'm finna poke right now. Terrain, I'm going to poke you too, baby. Whew. 45 folks. I am going to get tired doing this, but don't get me wrong. I'm a rocker as soon as I finish, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to take them callers. Marcia, I'm going to poke you too, baby. To Cookie, I'm going to poke you, baby. Yeah, Paula, yeah, I'm going to go on and poke you too, girl. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. You know? Jana, yeah, I'm going to poke you too, baby. You know. Oh, this is so nice. This is the best part of the job. I'm just saying, y'all. To January, yeah, I'm going to poke. Her name is January. I mean, my goodness, ain't that smooth? Yeah, Shannon, Amina, I'm going to just say the names because, yeah, I was giving advice, make it quicker. Shannon, Amina, Janika, Edna, Raquel, Sonia, Marsha, Thabby, Isis, Nisha, Stephanie, Sydney, Lori, Monica, Elizabeth, Mary, Brigitte, Cynthia, Tracy, Kim, Natasha, Kimberly, Kia, Diamond, Lisa, Radiant, Carmen, Latanya, Kiara, Penny, Teresa, Janika, Deborah, Candace. You got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you could be. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all just heard me live. Poke 45. I'm worn out, to say the least. But don't get me wrong. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to make it. With your help and your faith and your belief in me, I'm going to make it. I'm going to keep doing what I'm going to do, and I'm going to grind and shine, and I'm going to rise because I'm going to keep pushing to the occasion every time I get a chance to get ready. Man, y'all open y'all mics up, man. Open y'all radios up, man. It's time to get rocked, man. Man, take that home, baby.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. high. I'ma rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all the ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby. Something about being straight love. They asked me how I do it. This is the best explanation I could give you.
Get your straight game on, on, on. 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 Get your straight game on.
To get your straight game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trey, love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
Man, that was my snippet of my upcoming single, Trey Game, man. Got to shout out Dollar DBI, man, for doing his thing, man. He does so much, man. He just had a show with E-40, man. Shout that brother out, man. You know what I'm saying? He slid that beat at me, man, you know, and for all his support, man. And, you know, that brother's doing some major stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all support that brother, man. He produced that track. But I got a very, 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 very special guest on the line, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they live on Trey Love Radio with me. You know what I'm saying? Monica, what's up, baby? How you doing?
What's up, LA? I'm doing good. It's Friday night. Ready to go and party.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and let me tell you, everybody is lined up, too. They hear you, sweetheart, because trust me, the lines are lit all the way up right now. So to all the family, matter of fact, hey, you know what we're going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do, right? I said I was going to give away 2 tickets, right? But, Monica, this is what I'm going to do, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I already got 2 people in mind that are some very beautiful people that support my career. They're a married couple by the name of Nichelle and Vincent McKinney. And this is Jeffrey Henderson's daughter. I want to make sure they hear me loud and clear on the radio that they won 2 free tickets to get to the Black Affair September 3rd, 2011. And what I'm going to do, just because of what's in my heart and what my cousin is dealing with over there, but Rhonda, I'm throwing 1 more ticket in for you. So it's going to be three free tickets just gave away to the Black Affair on Trey Love Radio. Monica, how you feel about that, baby?
Woo-hoo.
How we doing with this here?
Excited. I'm excited.
Hey, tell everybody, I'm looking at the numbers. Tell everybody how many tickets already been sold, how it's going to be looking out there. Tell everybody what's cracking.
Over 400 tickets sold already. So, and it will be more at the door. So I'm excited. It's going to be a full house. And we're just going to make the best of it that night. And it will definitely be a day to be remembered. A night that we're just going to party and celebrate birthdays. We have about, 6, 8 birthdays that we're celebrating on that night. So
wow.
I hope everyone can join us.
Well, everybody make sure they do, man, because it's going to be a really live event. A lot of you have been, you know, to the white parties. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of you out there. So, you know, you all know how Pernell does it. You know what I'm saying? He does the white parties, the summer solstice, you know, and, you know, we just do it big and we have a good time. So, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, just to tell everybody straight up, to Nichelle Henderson, McKinney, and your husband, Vincent McKinney, yes, the two of you just won 2 free tickets to attend this affair. And also, just because of love, I'm going in my pocket, just making sure my cousin can get out and have a good time and enjoy herself, because it is a lot of beautiful people that people don't know about in L.A., and this is how we do it. It's going to be at the Los Angeles Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street, Los Angeles, California. Monica, tell the people what websites they can go to, where they can go to find tickets if they need tickets, if they can't get them from any of the co-hosts such as myself.
Primarily, you can actually go on Facebook. The invite is out there. You can just pretty much put in an all-black affair under the event, and you can actually find the invite. Click on the link that's there. I don't have the link handy with me. I wasn't prepared. Sorry about that. But if you go
no
to Cornell Clark, if you go to your own profile on Facebook or Monica Cervantes, you'll be able to see it there because my Facebook is open. It is not private. Anyone can view it. Anyone can comment on anything. So, but in a few, I will send that link to you so that you can share with all your listeners.
That sounds so good. Thank you for doing that. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to really thank Monica for taking the time out to call in to Trey Love Radio to help promote this major, major event, man. We're doing Labor Day. We're going to slam dunk it. But, Rhonda, you there with me?
I am. I'm there. I'll be the first one arriving. So hope to see everyone there. And thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sweetheart. Thank you. All right. But, Rhonda, are you there with me? No, that's not me. Let me see. Shaquise, you there with me?
I'm here.
Yeah, you with me. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a couple technical difficulties, but still ride with us, man. It's still a lovely show, man. We're having a great time, man. We done got the pokes out the way. You know what I'm saying? We done did everything we do. You know, Shaquise, with everything going on in the world today, you know what I'm saying, we just got to make sure that we stay down and we stay dirty and we stay happy and we stay pushing. And this next song goes out to what's going to happen September 3rd, man. We're going to have a nice time that night. Trust me, Trey Love will be there in real form, ladies, all black. You understand what I'm saying? And we can get it in and do what we need to do and have a wonderful time, baby, because it's going to be this kind of show right here. You know what I'm saying? Peep this. You know I'm from Chicago. It's in me.
Yeah. Get freaky in the club. Lady, this your boyfriend. Come on.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Freaky in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're winding it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Freaky in the club.
Shopping sprees, I wanna wine and dine you. Woo!
head up the avenue. Man, dude, I can't let kick it on that one. That's how we're going to be doing it. But listen here, man. Let me just tell y'all, like, straight up. It's going to be going all the way down, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really, really all the way down, man. Like, at a party like the Black Affair, you know what I'm saying? It'd be some, you know, lovely ladies up in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, the fellas, you know what I'm saying? They get dressed, you know what I'm saying? They put away, you know, the thugism, and they come in there and do their thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's a classy gentleman, meet some classy ladies, you know what I'm saying? And things like this could actually happen, you know what I'm saying?
Get you pregnant, girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are
pregnant. Now usually I leave the club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't tryna take her on no date. But much like my patrolman, I'm just tryna take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty. The sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress. I'm about to handle my business and put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
That's what I told her.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
Ooh, ooh,
lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up.
Pregnant.
Knock you up.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just wanna put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too. I'm ready, baby. You ready, baby? So come on, ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, restart the party. Come on, fuck with us.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Tell me that you want me, baby, baby.
And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kid. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, well, that's about making love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and play this fantasy. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. My city don't matter, give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby. Put them pills on you, and girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Twisted for 30 some weeks. I'm still going. Babysit it, babysit it. Girl, you make me wanna. You make. wine and dine, shopping free, you said to me, see, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe, girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. In this club, so let's go. We can hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home. Shorty,
let's go crazy.
Baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun. All I ask is you let me pour your secret garden. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
And only Playboy Comedy, man. Y'all heard it, man. We had a wonderful show today, man. We had special guest host Dania Scott from The Best Entertainment. Her co-partner Brandy White, they're doing their thing, bringing so much to the table, you know what I'm saying? Join forces with them along with the promotion team with Pernell Clark. You know, a shout out to all the hosts, the co-hosts, man. You know, this is one of many. We're going to be doing some big major stuff, man, you know. So just pay attention to what's going on, man. A congratulations to Nichelle and Vincent McKinney for winning their free tickets live on Trey Love Radio, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying, for them winning, you know what I'm saying, them tickets, man, live on the radio, man. And, you know, that's just how we do it. So, you know, I'm finna take it home. I'm gonna let my girl, Shaquise, say a few inspirational words, and we're gonna go on and push it, y'all. Shaquise, where you at, girl? You always ride with us, man. Show your love.
I'm right here, and thank you for having me, and definitely, I want everybody to smile. Life's only here once.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. So I want to take everybody home with this, you know what I'm saying? While we're here on this planet, let's share our life together, y'all. This one love, this Trey Love, man. Peace. Let's support everybody. I want to thank everybody that called in. This was an amazing show. The lines were lit up, man. The rays were through the roof, y'all. So I appreciate y'all for that, y'all. We're going to keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? We're going to grind till we shine, man. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Let's live by that. Peace.
You're still mine.